We used to have 15 or 20 of them around the house. You know, you could just cut them up and do whatever you need to with them. And now you can't. You go to a filling station, they won't sit. They don't have them to sell anymore.
I have, see, Terrence bought them with that too. Cut it up with your scissors, you know. Bought them Terrence of them old tubes. They come in and they lost them.
Yeah, we used to use that and use them, cut big circles out. I mean, just cut a circle out and stretch it and bind up packages. Like a giant rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if a thing that you might wear if you're cooking to keep grease and stuff off of you.
Apron.
Okay. And if somebody wants you to try something, they might give you a free what?
Recipe.
Okay, or if it's soap or something, they might give you would you say a sample or?
Sample.
Okay. And back on. If you had a cup out, a lot of people had a cup or something to drink out of at the well. It wasn't made out of glass, it was made out of what?
Tin, I guess. Okay.
And,
got lots of tin cups.
Yeah, they make a dipper out of a gourd.
Gourd, yeah.
And what about a, if you want to write something in ink, you'd have to use a what?
Ink pen, a pencil,
and okay, and this was pinned up here with a what? What kind of pen? Was it a safety pin or?
Oh yeah, it was a safety.
What about a something? If it's cold outside, you might have to put on your what?
Coat. Okay. You'd say.
If a man buys a three-piece suit, the three-piece would be the coat and the what?
Vest and the pants.
Okay. And let's see. If you washed a shirt or a dress or something and you got it out after it dried and tried to put it on, it didn't fit. If it was too little, you'd say, well, this must have
dried it.
Okay. And a man might say, well, I just can't wear this old suit and these shoes anymore. I'll have to buy some new shoes and a what?
New
suit. Okay, a new suit. Okay. What about, you say, yesterday I tried that dress on, and if everything was right, it wasn't too little, it wasn't too big, you'd say, yesterday I tried it on and it just...
wasn't fit.
Okay. What is it that a man used to wear to hold his pants up?
Well, we call them galluses, but now they call them spindles.
Right. What a woman carries her money in?
Perfect.
Okay, and a man carries his in a
billfold.
Okay, something that a woman might wear around her arm, not a watch, but a
bracelet.
Okay, and something you might put up over your head to keep the rain off.
Yeah, well, now we used to call them umbrellas, but now they don't call them that, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them.
Used to call them hairstyles.
I thought that's what they called them now. Umbrella. Well, they same one. That's all umbrella.
What about on your bed? Did you have, what was the top part, the top cover, or after you put on your sheets and then you'd have a what?
A bedspread.
Okay.
What type of people, you know, on the close outside of Midway there, talking to this boy, I used to live with him up here, Florence, and his mother and daddy calls it a
counterpin.
Counterpin.
Yeah. Counterpin. Yeah. Counterpin. Yeah. I saw people a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was calling, but people used to didn't have them, and we had to fix their quilt nice to go to bed.
That's right.
You know.
That's right, and those quilts were a lot of times prettier than any kind of bedspread or anything.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, we had to have some put under, you know, go to the bed.
What about on a bed, the thing that you put your head on at night?
Pillow.
Okay. What about, I don't think they make these anymore either. They used to make a big pillow that went all the way across the bed.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They call it
most